Oh, don't mind me. I'm just over here feeling sorry for myself because I didn't get to see the 2-hour episode 5 premiere of Yellowstone. It aired Sunday night, and the reason I couldn't see it is because they switched it from one streaming service to another. It was on Prime, but now it's only on Paramount. What was the reason they did that? Money grab. Pure and simple. You've noticed that, right? Programmers get you sucked into a series and make a few high-quality episodes, space them out, and then take an endless pause. When the show returns, it airs on a completely different streaming device. By now, though, you are deeply invested in the show and the characters and want to see it play out to the conclusion. Heck, it's just another $10 a month with a free 7-day trial, right? You can cancel anytime, right? If anyone figures out the easy cancellation section, fill me in. There may be some other way to view it, but it's a couple weeks after everybody else has seen it. It was all very confusing. Add that to the other extras on your cable bill. It starts to add up very quickly. If anybody is still unfamiliar with Yellowstone, here's a quick overview. We are starting season 5. Admittedly, I was late to jump on the train. Oh, wait. Don't say train, and definitely don't let them take you to the train station. It's a modern-day western about the Dutton family who have to protect their valuable Montana land from outside forces. Think House of Cards, but on a ranch. What's so great about it? Sure, there's beautiful scenery, horses, politics, plot twists, and suspense, but let's be honest here. The reason it is Paramount's most successful show with 10 million viewers is basically because of two things. Well, people. Kevin Costner as the patriarch, John Dutton, and his right-hand man as Rip Wheeler, played by Cole Hauser. I'm going to just give everyone a chance for their heart rate to return to normal at the thought. Not to be ignored nor forgotten is Beth Dutton, the sister, played by Kelly Riley. She's smart as a whip and meaner than a snake. Here's a Beth quote. You are the trailer and I'm the tornado. Get the picture? At the outset, a lot of people thought they weren't going to be interested in a western. Trust me, it's way more than cowboy hats and cattle drives. So, what has me all tied up in knots? It's just another sign of the times, I suppose, where you have to pay extra for any decent entertainment. We all know there's hundreds of channels and about 10 shows we really feel are must-see. That's where they get us. If you want quality, why you are going to pay extra. The thing that really annoys me is I was paying for an extra streaming service to see the show. Then after 4 seasons, they switched to a different one. On principle, I refuse to do it. That's why I will be stuck with schmaltzy saccharin Christmas movies on the W Network for the next 2 months. I know they have their place, but the sweetness is spiking my blood sugar. I guess I like my leading men less perfect and more flawed, more rough around the edges with chiseled features. But enough about Costner. It's not just Yellowstone. It's the way all the companies are doing it now. Draining us dry. It makes me so angry. I'd like to invite the faceless, nameless, greedy corporate powers that be down to the train station, you know, for a friendly chat.